Hello again, everyone. This is Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network, and this is the Green Lines Podcast. Every one of these podcasts is produced to help you live an abundant life. Jesus said, "I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." I want that, don't you? The Lord has led us to produce over 1,100 episodes of this show with interviews from authors, pastors, teachers, business owners, and even noted musicians and worship leaders. All of this is done with a prayer and belief that we're not to live a life of scarcity. Let me say that again. We are not to live a life of scarcity. We're to live a life of abundance every day of our life. Live in abundance. That's what this show's about. And today's episode features a guest who offers a new perspective on abundant living. Well, you know that once a month I'm honored to be able to interview Rabbi Kurt Landry. We talk about a topic of the day and something that's on his mind or in his ministry. And today I really believe it's going to be a blessing to you to not necessarily learn how to pray, to learn more about prayer, particularly the power of prayer in the courts of heaven. I just finished the interview with him. I about lost it listening to him. And I don't mind admit that it got me a little emotional just listening and trying to understand to what he was saying. So this is about learning more about how to pray in the courts of heaven, how to take authority, how to stand before the Lord, confess our sins, be washed white as snow, and then bring our petitions to him with boldness. I think that's what you're going to hear. You'll hear what the Lord wants you to hear from this podcast, but I want to tell you, it's brilliant, it's powerful. You're going to hear Kurt Landry in a way that maybe you haven't heard him before. Rabbi Kurt Landry, I want you to know his website. You'll hear it several times in a podcast. I don't care. Repetition's a good thing. It's kurtlandry.com/one new man. That's all one word, one new man. Here he is. God bless you. I think you're going to love this. Rabbi Kurt Landry, welcome back to the Green Lines Podcast.
Well, Dr. Green, it is always wonderful and such a blessing to be with you. And you're actually, I had an opportunity to take my favorite teaching is covenant teaching of the one new man. What is covenant? And those basically are contracts from God with what God has to do. I don't mean any disrespect, but he's not a man he should lie. But then I partnered here recently with a dear friend that I've ministered with, I don't know, for about 6 years. And he and I both pray in a style that is, I don't want to call it stylistic, but there's a informed way of praying, which we call the courts of heaven. But if you'll take God's covenant contracts into the courts and know how to actually put a demand on it in the courts, the deliverables from heaven to earth are incredible.
Well, I'd like our audience to real quickly write down three words, one new man, and just write that down and hold it for a minute because we're going to use that in a little bit. We're going to put the words together and make one word out of one new man. We're going to have something special for you and to talk about. But when we begin to talk and discuss the courts of heaven, I think I should take my shoes off because we're about to enter some holy ground here. And who better to teach it than Rabbi Kurt Landry? So, sir, let's just start right from the beginning. What do you mean by praying in the courts of heaven, and how do we do it?
So what we're going to do today, our assignment is to explain the courts of heaven and help people to discover what's hindering their prayer life. Because, okay, you know, you keep praying, and if it's not delivering, let's do something different, okay? Then the other thing, I want to teach them how to pray in the courts of heaven, so we're actually going to do it at the end of the broadcast. And basically, they're already praying in the courts of heaven. They just don't know it. I mean, and so it's really, Dr. Green, it's really as basic as the Lord's Prayer. So you want to start there?
No, not yet. I want to ask another nosy question about it. Do we have examples of the apostolic prayers, the Lord's Prayer? I think you're about to tell me, pray like this, pray in this manner.
Yeah.
Are we going to see good examples in the New Testament of these kinds of prayers?
This really is not necessarily a style or a protocol of praying. It's more of a spiritual and mental understanding of like what happens when you pray.
So something happens as we pray in the courts of heaven.
Right.
Okay, let's get started then. Dive in and tell me the biblical understanding of the courts of heaven.
Yeah. Well, first of all prayer is actually legal decrees and proclamations.
Okay.
Okay, all prayer is. Because you're praying God's word.
Yes.
And I know people don't like the word judgment, but everyone says, we're under judgment, or you're speaking judgmentally or whatever. But people need to understand God's truth is judgment.
Yes.
And judgment is the friend of those who desire right standing with God. So I'm going to go really basic here. Listen, Robert and I did 3 hours of teaching on this. And you can go to KurtLandry.com. We just ran the first one Tuesday night. Incredible numbers on
it. Really?
Incredible numbers. But the reason is because people are tired of praying and then not getting the results. So what happens is, you know, hopefully people haven't been in the court system, but if you have to go to court, you know, you don't just like drive over to the courthouse and drive in and without an attorney or an appointment and just go see the judge and try to get anything done. There's steps. Well, there's same thing of steps in the courts of heaven. And my good Jewish mother who raised me, my adoptive mother, used to say, and she was an Olympian and a tremendous athlete. And she used to say, practice doesn't make perfect. And I'd go, she said, perfect practice makes perfect.
Yes, that's good.
That course obviously stuck with me a long time. But so anyway, so if you look at the Lord's Prayer, like we can go to Matthew chapter 6.
Okay.
And this is real basic. Like say, our Father, where is he? He's in heaven.
Okay.
Okay. So what is he doing in heaven? He's sitting on the throne. His son sits at the right hand. And what happens is everything that doesn't line up with his word, he judges. If it doesn't line up with his word, because anything that Satan does that's out of alignment with God's word, if you'll ask, he'll judge. That's all sickness is. That's why Jesus said, Jesus came that you might have life, life more abundantly, and Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy. So when you're going into the courts, what's happening is you're saying, listen, I'm being robbed, I'm being afflicted, whatever it is, whatever's happening to you, if you just get this in your head, when you're going into the courts of heaven, we're going to do it in a minute, but when you go into the courts of heaven, you have to realize you're stating your case. It says in Isaiah, put me into remembrance of my word.
Yes. Ooh, that's strong. So if we understand this, when we have our needs and we take our needs to the Lord, we pray and ask and we seek him. Are there certain things that you would like to coach and to lead as a rabbi and as a pastor, things that you would like us to be aware of as we petition the Lord?
Okay. So Dr. Green, give me somebody that you know, with obviously not mentioning their name, a situation that you're aware of, and I'm going to take that situation into the courts and they're going to experience it. And I'm going to take it off the basis of the Lord's Prayer, but I want them to see the steps of how it comes. Okay.
Okay. Let's take something in the marketplace, that something that both you and I have spent a lot of time in, and let's look at someone who is in a down season. Things aren't going well. They don't understand what needs to happen next. And they come seeking the Lord for favor, for the increase. So let's just go there.
Okay. So, and that's a big request, biblical, which I teach on biblical finance. So, and for the viewers, listen, I am a rabbi. I'm an ordained rabbi, but I'm really a businessman. So I do process everything out of business. And listen, I've been a businessman for a lot of years and a CEO for many years. So I kind of approach it much more of an entrepreneurial, practical way. And so let's take that. Okay. Let's take your finances. Okay. Now, first of all, if you have a financial need, first of all, you need to be giving 10% to the Lord, because first of all, it's not yours in the first place. Okay. That first 10%, yes, that's the Lord. He just gives it to you to give it back. Then there's offerings. And those offerings are any type of, there's different types of offerings. You can get my book on biblical finance at kurtlandry.com, and I'd recommend it. It's a real practical workbook. But let's say you are tithing and you're bringing offerings, and so you don't have the enemy using that against you, but your finances are held up. Okay, so let's get those two basic things off the table. And then this is how we pray for you. We say, first of all, I go, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I cleanse myself before I go in to speak. I cleanse myself in the room of atonement from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet with the blood of Jesus. I'm decreeing that my sins, and all of us sin, but my sins as of right now, right now. Okay, Dr. Green, Adelaide, and Rabbi Kurt, we're praying for you. Okay, we're praying for you right now, and we're praying together, but we all choose to confess our sins, and we ask, Lord, to remove them and make us white as snow.
Come on. Okay?
So now the sin is canceled, so there's going to be no interference in the courts. We're approaching the Lord with clean hands, clean heart. We are expunged. We are washed in the blood. And when we come into the court, now we say, Father in heaven. See, it's a relationship. We're not coming to you even as some big, no, this is Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I need you to be a just judge. And Lord, I want your hallowed be your name. And the name I'm looking for right now is Jehovah Jireh. I need that name separated. I need you to be my provider. Something has hindered my finances, and I'm coming to you today in the courts of heaven as Jehovah Jireh. Lord, I ask this. I don't have the answer, but I say, Father God, in Jesus' name, your kingdom come. I ask that your kingdom come, and I leave my financial burden and situation at the foot of the cross this day. Let it be recorded in the courts of heaven that I'm leaving this burden here, and I am decreeing, Lord, now it's your burden, your kingdom come, your will be done on this, Lord, on earth and in my earthen situation as it is recorded in heaven. Because, Lord, I can't carry this anymore. And, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, for worry or complaining or speaking out that this isn't ever going to come to pass. Because, Lord, I ask this, Lord, I'm just a human being. I'm your child. I'm a king and priest. I understand it, Lord. But I ask, Lord, would you give me right now, if you're watching this podcast, give us this day daily bread. Can I have a daily miracle?
Come on.
A daily miracle. See, sometimes, Lord, I feel like the boy with the loaves and the fishes, and there's 5,000, and we got two, you know, we got this. But here's the thing. What did the boy have to do? Jesus said, go to Andrew, go get the boy. And then what did he do? He asked for his lunch, and the boy gave his lunch. So right now, I want all of you, just give your problem to the Lord. Give him the lunch. Listen, yeah. The lunch isn't going to fix your problem. That's, you know, your tithe, your offering, it's not going to fix your problem. So just give it to him. Give him the lunch and allow you do the natural thing. You give him lunch and let him turn it into supernatural. Okay. And that's what he's going to do for you. Give us this day our daily bread. And Lord, Father God, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are debtors. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I've been offended with many people. I have not forgiven. Lord, I ask right now that in the courts of heaven, anything that I have not forgiven, physically, financially, emotionally, whatever it is, Lord, I ask that my slate in the courts of heaven this day, let the blood of Jesus come and expunge my offense so that the accuser of the brethren, Satan, cannot accuse me of being unforgiven. I decree this day, let it be recorded in the book of remembrance in heaven. There's a book, it's in Malachi, that I have forgiven debt emotionally, physically, not just current, but all the way back to the garden, Lord, in my family line. That, Lord, whether we have a spirit of poverty, of greed, manipulation, or control, whatever it is that we do, that Lord, maybe we come from a family that cursed rich people or cursed money. And Father God, I ask that all of that be hindered because, Lord, I'm in the courts of heaven today and I'm expecting a breakthrough. In fact, I would like some of you to go ahead and just email Dr. Green, because somebody's getting a financial miracle, right? I can feel it breaking. Because yes, this is just, listen, we've watched this happen. We have literally thousands of testimonies of this happening in our ministry. And Lord, now, Father God, I ask, lead us not into temptation. Lord, I ask that you give me new wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Lord, bless me as I go to KurtLandry.com/one new man, that as I get the workbooks, I get the study materials, and I invest 3 hours, 1 hour on Tuesday nights, that Lord, as I embrace wisdom, wisdom will embrace me. You've got to ask for wisdom. You've got to receive wisdom. I'm going to say it again. You've got to ask for help. You've got to receive help. You've got to ask for wisdom and you will receive it. Thank you, Lord. And I ask that lead me not into temptation of going back to the same habits and pattern that got me into this financial mess.
That's it.
And your word says, Lord, deliver us from the evil one. So Father God, right now, I just raise my right hand, wherever you're driving, whatever, just raise your, if it's okay, just raise your right hand and say, Father God, I am delivered from all evil of poverty and lack that has attacked me. Every assignment that has tried to rob, steal, and kill, that I assign it to Satan. And Lord, I thank you. I have confessed it. And now, Lord, I bind that evil. You've given me authority. I bind it. I cast it out of the influence of my life, my finances, my relationships, my networking. It is cut off. All this slander and hidden false information, fake news coming against me, I cut it off now in the name of Jesus. I release favor upon favor. And right now, I am blessed. I bless you with the favor of God to be exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. And Father God, as we are in the mercy courts of heaven, we decree with the angels and the heavenly hosts that are there to do war, that Father God, yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and yours is the glory forever and ever. Amen. And so, Lord, I thank you that I have forgiven, Lord, men their trespasses, and you, your heavenly Father, has now forgiven me. So, Lord, in the courts, let it be recorded today, there's no accusation against me or my finances or my health. I decree that the flow, I am in the flow of blessing. I am in the flow of blessing. And Lord, you warn me. You even say, but if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you yours. Lord, let it be recorded today. I did this in the courts of heaven. I am not being accused by the accuser of the brethren. My slate is clean. My name is pure in heaven by the blood of Jesus. And Lord, it's your desire that I prosper, body, soul, and spirit, even as my soul prospers. And I receive that prosperity and that breakthrough now, and I seal it in the courts in Jesus' name.
Amen. What a prayer. I'll tell you what, that is a life-changing prayer, brother.
Yes. Well, anybody can do this, and that's why we put together the materials at KurtLandry.com/one new man. And like I said, and Robert gives a testimony. He has one son that he has many children, but one of his sons was really battling emotional, more than depression. It was, you know, really bad. And he's in ministry and Robert just prayed and this is years ago, but he couldn't get his son free. And that's when the Lord said, listen, there's another way for you to pray. And that's when he first connected into the courts of heaven. And literally, this son was having some court issues on a physical court on earth. And it not only manifested setting him free from the spiritual oppression, but also the oppression that he was getting through the court system with a problem that also got grace. And then that's when he started to develop this. Christy and I have always prayed the courts of heaven without calling it that. That's how people ask, like, how in the world did you get airplanes, 747s out of Boeing Field, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to fly to Moscow, load up Jewish people, bring them back to Israel? You know, how did you get a ship from the United States with $20 million of humanitarian aid? How do you take care of, you know, all the 450 Holocaust survivors, all this stuff? And it has to do with the prayer that we just did, because first of all, we don't just pray for those things. We ask the Lord, Lord, what is your will? And then when he does, then we take his will into the courts and we ask this way. And it keeps the flow going. Listen, it's not perfect, but you have to look at the magnitude of the ministry and say there is a supernatural component. So what I want them to understand, bring your natural, bring your lunch, bring your loaves and your fishes, and give them to Jesus and let him break it, bless it, and multiply it, and you'll feed literally the thousands.
Amen. Let's talk about the content that you have available. You mentioned kurtlandry.com/or/ one new man. What are you sending us there to get? I don't think we've really described the content of the materials. Walk through it a little bit with me.
Okay, this is a free Courts of Heaven study guide that Robert Henderson and I put together, and they're actually going to get a downloadable book, and it will give them the real basic guide how to pray in the Courts of Heaven, and also it will give them study questions that have come from other people that have asked, and then we'll be giving the answers. We're going to list all the covenants of God, because a lot of times people don't realize that there's 9 covenants. There's conditional covenants and unconditional covenants. So that we're going to teach them about that. There's prayer breakthroughs for specific prayers. We have specific prayers for Courts of Heaven prayer for marriage, Courts of Heaven for family, finances, and health. And then the action steps they need to take to be able to get the breakthrough. So all of that is at kurtlandry.com/ one new man. That's all in this study guide of the Courts of Heaven. But they can also go to kurtlandry.com and also join us on Trending Tuesdays, and we'll be doing teaching. There's one archive. We just did it last Tuesday, and the next 2 Tuesdays, we're going to be doing teaching, Robert and I, on the Courts of Heaven. But what I would do is I would go ahead and go to kurtlandry.com and get this workbook, okay, and study it out so that you have a little bit of working knowledge, and then join us online. And this will revolutionize the way you pray. Here's the thing is I think people forget that they need miracles. I think sometimes people that maybe even get a little prideful and say, well, I'm just doing just fine, so I'll settle for the status quo. But God is a God of miracles. And I want to say this is that, and I know you've heard this and you'll think, well, man, why am I listening to this podcast? This is so, it's not very deep. But this is a word for somebody. You know what? You have not because you ask not. And I'll tell you why you don't ask. This is pastoring over 25 years. The reason you don't ask is because you literally emotionally cannot put up with one more rejection from God. So you're afraid to ask, because what if I ask and it doesn't happen? Well, could it be maybe you've asked and you weren't cleaning out the things that were canceling the deliverables? The Courts of Heaven is all about removing the reproach, then ask, and then it's delivered. So let's give God the second chance. Let's give God some grace. Extend God some grace in your life. Extend grace to yourself. Download it. Pray in the Courts of Heaven. It will show you the steps to cleanse out, to proclaim, decree, and receive. You'll be very happy you did.
So the prayer you just demonstrated is actually taught in the materials that we can go to the website and pick up?
Yes. Now, listen, I just did that with you and I in Adelaide. We were, we're recording and it's not like verbatim. This isn't a formula. This is more of a lifestyle. I don't know how to, it's a lifestyle. It's interesting. I was flying on my vacation, and there was a lady next to me across the aisle, and somebody we know from our area, not real well. And I was praying in the courts for her. I said, Lord, I'm just praying. And I said, Lord, what is it that you want to have her? So the Lord gave me a vision of my 2 fingers on her wrist, like taking her pulse. And I thought, wow, that's a little weird. I'm not, you know, I don't know her. I mean, I've met her one time like 10 years ago at a meeting. And so she's with her husband. I'm with Christy. And so I said, okay, what does this mean? And so anyway, we got ready to fly. She put a mask on. She says, the reason I'm wearing a mask, she says, I have a blood disease. And I thought, oh. So now that's why the Lord was trying to show me the veins that he said. So he said, I want you to take this into the courts of heaven and I want you to intercede for her. So what I did is, while it was just a short flight, what I did was I was on the plane. I went into the courts and I cleansed everything out as an intercessor. Okay. For her, I cleansed it out. Then we got off the plane and I don't know her that well. I said, you know, I was praying for you on the plane. And she said, oh yes, my husband and I, we pray, we hold hands every time we take off. You know, that's the most dangerous time. So I realized she wasn't getting what I was saying, but anyway, it was okay. So I said, okay. I said, no, I said, what I'd like to do is I'd like to pray that the Lord gives you a blood transfusion. And I said, and I'd like to do it. I kind of had a vision. Maybe could I put my hand on where your pulse is? And my wife's going to hold your hand. I'm going to hold your husband's hand. And I'm going to put my hand there. And I just said, Father God, I just ask for an exchange on the trading floor of the name of Jesus, that this blood be transformed. Right? There might be someone leaving right now that has a blood disease. Lord, I just ask in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, that Lord, transform their blood. We trade their sick blood in for your precious blood. Let the precious blood of Jesus flow through like a dialysis and cleanse out all sickness and disease from their body and their blood and their organs now in Jesus' name. I mean, we prayed this in the airport, just standing there. And I'm Dr. Green, I don't know. I will find out, but I'll bet you anything we get a call at the office and she's healed. But what happened is I went into the courts ahead of time and I cleansed the way for her. So there's lots of different dynamics. And so we teach that. So please go to KurtLandry.com/one new man and get your free workbook. And there's testimonies and listen to the teaching. And, you know, one of the keys is, you know, listen, if you have a relationship with your spouse and it's not going well, it's because you're not communicating well. And guess what? They're not listening and you're not listening. And it's, you know, that's how, listen, I've done marriage counseling as a pastor for years. It all boils down to communication, but I want to go deeper. Your relationship with your Heavenly Father, it's the same way. If you can't trust Him to talk to Him and He can't deliver to you, then the relationship gets stressed and gets into trouble. And what happens is, what, like any other relationship, if you're not happy with it, you're going to pull back. They're going to pull back. You know, the Lord's not going to violate your free will. And I think the courts of heaven is one of the most refreshing prayer assignments. And people say, I get on fire. It's not on fire. You can be in the courts of heaven going through the grocery store, you know, praying and pushing your cart and saying, Lord, I just saw this person over there. My wife does that all the time, except she'll say, when she says to me, Rabbi, then I know. She goes, Rabbi, see that lady? I want you to go over and pray for her, you know, and we do, because the gift we carry doesn't belong to us. It belongs to the kingdom.
That's right. It's a good word. Brother, before we wrap up this podcast, I'd like for you to give us a scripture. Just give us a good word that's on your heart. Maybe you prayed it this morning. Maybe you read it this morning. Maybe it fits directly into what we're talking about. Maybe it doesn't. But I'm always led. I want you to end every podcast that we do with the word of God, because you carry it with such might.
I would give them the book of Joel, chapter 1, verse 3. Tell your children about it. Let your children tell their children, and let their children another generation. Like I said, we're traveling, and I got a FaceTime from my son-in-law and my granddaughter, who's 6. This is last week in school. She's in kindergarten. And she said, Saba, I want you to hear this. And she literally recited all the books in the Bible in the New Testament, from Matthew to Revelation. She had it all memorized. And that's what I was thinking. Teach your children. And one of the best things to teach your children is that they're welcome in the courts. You don't have to wait till you're an adult to go in the courts of heaven. you're going into the courts of heaven when you pray and bless that food at the table. You know, just educate them, let them understand that they are going to the ruler of the universe, the one with the power and the dominion and authority. If he's just going to bless your bread, that starts. It's good if you have a child who has a habit of blessing bread. So when it comes time, heaven forbid, they have to battle cancer or a heart disease, then it's the same relationship, the same God who heals. And you know what? As my mom used to say, and I said earlier, perfect practice makes perfect. Teach your children how to pray in the courts of heaven.
What a way to end the show, brother. I pray that you have a restful, restorative vacation. I thank you for the word that you planted among us here that get to hear you, for all those who will listen, the thousands that will listen and refer their friends to hear this podcast. May you just get all the rest you need so you can keep riding, keep hearing the Lord and bringing us this great training. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom.
Again, I've been visiting with Rabbi Kurt Landry. You can visit with him at, not with him, but you can see his materials at kurtlandry.com/one new man. That's all one word, one new man. Would you get there and just take a look at this great material? You heard it today. I would encourage you to listen to this podcast again. Rabbi said it wasn't all that deep. I think it was deep up to my neck. You know, sometimes we're confused by the simple things of God. You know, we don't have the wisdom to fully understand. I get it. I understand it. I want to walk it out. Don't you? Don't you want to understand this teaching of a rabbi? We're so blessed by you. You've been listening to the Green Lines Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. On behalf of my producer, Adley, we love you, we care for you, and we'll see you on the next podcast.